track 6. Finally, that busy bee, Lorna, has moved away from learning the good news about insects to discover Treorca, a project which aims to bring young musicians from 3 countries, the UK, Serbia and Germany, together to make wonderful music. She speaks with Robert Rickard, who is the project's European Relations Manager.
I'm once again in my front room, and I'm sitting with Robert Rickard, and he promotes Treorca. He's our European representative for Norwich, and hopefully he's going to tell us something about Treorca. So let's start. When did it begin?
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me. So it began in 2008, something like that, when my wife Juliet Rickard was bullied really into going along to a little church back in the North Norwich to listen to some Serbian young musicians, and it was a Sunday evening, and it was the last thing she wanted at the end of a busy week. Oh, the beginning of another one. And these Serbian musicians turned out to be astounding. They were young, sort of 16, 17 year olds, and
yes.
They knocked hell out of a piano, an upright piano in the church. And but the playing was so passionate and so good. There were 3 of them who'd come over with a little group of teachers and so on from Novi Sad in Serbia, twinned with Norwich.
Yeah.
And the idea was to make some kind of musical link with Norwich, hence Juliet being dragged in, because at the time she was helping run the county youth orchestra and the music service
yeah.
in general. So we heard these young musicians, of course, immediately, even as a non-musician, I'm grade 2 piano, sorry, at best, there was something about them made you think, we want to work with these kids. Anyway, one thing led to another, and there was the opportunity to bid for some European money, but you needed a third partner. So then we thought, well, who else is Norwich, Norfolk, twinned with? Koblenz in Germany, Rouen in France. So we wrote to both, and fortunately or unfortunately, Koblenz answered first and were really proactive. And we ended up setting up the idea of an orchestra that would meet in each other's cities once a year with the best young musicians from each city region, combining together, playing classical music to, you know, a reasonable standard. And after 2 years, really, of organising this, of making links with musical people in each city region, it happened. We've had 7 or 8, 9, something like that, annual visits to each city. Got interrupted by COVID and war in Ukraine, all the rest of it. And but it's picked up again back here in Norwich. And we were due to go to Serbia this year, but because of the political situation there, it didn't seem appropriate. And our director had the brainwave, which he now regrets probably, of saying, well, what about the link with Rouen? What have we done with that?
Yeah.
So we're back in Rouen this year, thanks to good people like yourselves and Bert. And it's happening. Treorca plays again. That's it. But the idea is that talented young musicians get to meet each other to work together. They all speak a common language to a remarkable standard, and it's very moving when they do. But also to strengthen the ties between the city regions in a very tangible way, if that's not too grand an aspiration. It certainly feels like it, and that's why some of us, you know, who aren't even musicians, have kept with it all these years, because it's so exciting.
So what age group are we talking about?
Well, it's, I mean, at the moment it tends to be 18 plus, simply because the legal educational issues in, particularly in this country, if you have anyone under 18, gets so complex. But 18 to 26, something like that, is roughly the age. So sometimes we take people either end of the age range, beyond the age range, because if they're really good or really keen. And they all travel to each other's city and stay in accommodation or with each other occasionally and play together. And then the next year they meet again in the next city and so on.
Oh. So they're not due to be playing in Norwich at the moment.
Well, no. Though, interestingly, and this has happened a lot, that Young Resistor will come, because they're missing it, basically.
Yeah.
They'll come off their own bat and visit friends in City. We've had lots come to Norwich, for example, because they like it so much. I mean, it's hard to convey just how much it means to the young people. I mean, if I can give one example...
Yeah.
We went to Serbia to Novi Sad a long time ago now, and we were due to do a first rehearsal. These are kids from Serbia, kids from Germany, kids from Britain, from Norwich and Norfolk, meeting together in the synagogue. And this synagogue was very cold and dank on a February morning.
Oh dear. Yes.
And getting 60, 70 young people together on stage with a conductor who's flown in from somewhere else, Japan or whatever, because he's quite an eminent guy, the guy we've got to run it, and all the organisation, which Juliet did for many years, and now a guy called Andy Weeks has taken over with, was a big ask. Anyway, Nick's there in his T-shirt, and he's, despite the cold, and he lifts his baton, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a disaster. It's going to be awful. You know, it can't possibly... And then they started playing the slow movement of Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony. And the history of the synagogue is very sad. The 30,000 Jews who were forced to go there in order to be deported to Auschwitz.
Right.
And the population of Jews in Novi Sad has never recovered since. So it's a very stark building, all the more stark on this cold day. And of course Shostakovich was writing... this music at a time of incredible political unrest and fear.
Yeah.
And the slow movement embodies the sadness of that beyond measure. Anyway, these young people start playing, and of course they play really quite well because they can read this language off the page, and this music starts sounding out across this empty, damp building.
Yeah.
And I have tears start rolling down my cheeks. It was... absolutely extraordinary. And things like that you do not forget, you remember it very well. And that's sort of what the Churil stands for, because you feel it's a whole young, vibrant, talented, happy generation of young people. They don't care about obvious ways about the past. Why should they? They're about the future.
Yes.
They want to go on to musical or artistic, whatever careers. But the music then that somebody who cared very deeply about it, like Shostakovich, then goes right through you, communicates to everyone in the room. And that's why they keep coming back.
Well, if I wanted to know what they sound like, could I go and...
Yes. Yeah. So, well, if you happen to be in Rouen on the 11th of July at 3 o'clock, you'd be more than welcome to come to the free concert there. Next year we are due to go to Serbia, and we're quietly expectant that the situation will be resolved in a good way there. And then the year after that, back in Norwich. So we are coming back. But in the meantime, if you want to listen to recordings of Treorca, there are lots of soundtracks on the www.treorca.org site,
right.
T-R-I-O-R-C-A.
Yes.
And then there are also videos, which the soundtrack of which in each case are professionally mastered and so on, to promote the first round of annual visits. And so there's quite a lot of music on there to enjoy.
Well, I think I better go and have a listen then.
Okay, well, be my guest.
Yeah, and if only I could go and hear them, that would have been lovely.
Yes. Well, next year, if it'd
be nice.
If possible. But there will be recordings made, and we'll happily send them out to anyone who... because whether they're formal or informal recordings, you know, everyone gives their permission, and it's just a wonderful thing. There's a sort of energy in the playing, which is partly, I think, because they're very different musical traditions, and the education system is You know, the Germans are very technical. Talking in cliches, but there's a sort of general truth to it. The Serbians play with great attack, as my first anecdote suggested. They don't half play a note, they play it. Great passion in the play. And then the English kids sort of rock up in a slightly improvisatory way, and not having done their practice, probably. And just enjoy their music. So the three different approaches somehow lead to a kind of synergy that is... And also they're not doing it competitively. One problem of advanced musicianship is that it can really get quite edgy because effectively they're competing for, you know, a single place at music college or whatever. And there's none of that. It is genuinely for the sake of music itself. And what better thing to unite us all into troubled times.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Robert.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for letting me go on about it.
No. it's a great subject. And let's hope you have more success and get lots of real players from Rouen to join us. Thank you again. Cheers. Okay.